Hello and welcome to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for joining us. A hotly debated road project is up for a vote this week at Miami-Dade. Well, it's the 836 extension. Miami-Dade commissioners will take up the controversial debate this week. It's on Wednesday. They're tackling the preliminary proposal for the extension, which is a 14-mile extension of the highway south and west of Kendall. There's been growing support for the project, especially from people who live in Kendall, and they have that long commute to downtown. But there are groups fighting it because the extension could hug or even go into the Everglades, better known as the urban development boundary. Well, the vote again is Wednesday. We're joined today by Terry Garcia from the Miami-Dade Express Authority. Ms. Garcia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Let's discuss the plan. My understanding is there's actually two options now. Could you explain them?
Well, in reality, and if I can go back to some of the things that you said, there's two processes underway. One is a project development and environment study that we commenced in 2013, and this evaluates a permittable alternative in compliance with federal, state, and local regulations. Now, what is happening on Wednesday is the other process is every new transportation corridor needs to be within the Comprehensive Development Master Plan. And as such, that is what is being presented to the County Commission. What they will be doing is transmitting the application to the state, which then will review and bring it back. The other thing is, yes, the corridor is hugging the urban development boundary line, but it does not change the line. It does not move the line. This is not a land use change. This is a transportation corridor insertion into this. There is really one alternative that starts at where the 836 today ends. It's really connecting to the 836, but it's a new corridor, which we are calling it the Kendall Parkway, and basically goes north, and it hugs the urban development boundary line until 104 Killian. And then at that point, there are two alternatives that we're looking at. One is closer to the UDB, and the other one, it's a little further away, closer to Chrome, only in that southern segment.
So there was, because there was discussion of the line that, as you said, goes along the boundary, and then there was a discussion of a second one that would be even further west, because there were people who were complaining, we don't want this next to our homes.
Okay, what you're referring to is a segment that is along 167th Avenue from Miller to just north of Kendall Drive. And the initial line was about 400 feet. It varied 300 to 400 feet from 167th Avenue. We had a town hall meeting where 450 people attended, and 95% were in support of the project. But those particular individuals that reside in that area said, We would like that you move it a little bit further to the west. And we evaluated, because every input that is received gets evaluated from a public perspective, from an engineering and an environment perspective, and it was feasible. So then we decided to, in fact, recommend that change and move it a little bit further to the west in order for it not to be so close to the residents of 167.
And does that go into the past the boundary? The urban boundary?
Boundary?
The urban boundary? Does that not go past the urban boundary?
Yes. The initial one also was past the urban boundary line, which, by the way, the urban boundary line is not the Everglades. The Everglades is about 2 miles from the urban from where we are, or from the urban boundary line. We are not in the Everglades. We are closer to the UDB or the urban boundary line, which is the line that, in fact, divides or allows any type of urban growth or development.
What's the research that tells us that this extension is beneficial?
Okay, so when we first started looking at this in 2007, and we did a preliminary concept report, a need was identified, and we always use, the projections and the information that Miami-Dade County TPO, Transportation Planning Council, has. And there was a need because population growth and traffic in Southwest Miami-Dade had significantly grown without the support of any type of infrastructure. Now, this facility is to allow or to address the existing demand, not any future demand. In fact, there has been limitations put on this in the Comprehensive Development Plan amendment that is going on Wednesday, that any capacity used by this road, whether the road or whether the local roads, cannot be used for concurrency or to meet any capacity needed by additional development. So it kind of puts a line where it is today, and there cannot be, it cannot be used for that. So one of the things that happens is with this line, the traffic that today flows only to the turnpike will split right around 142nd Avenue. Part of it will go to the turnpike, part of it would go to the Kendall Parkway. What happens, the biggest benefit, whether you're going to use this facility or not, is among all those arterial and local roads inside between those two expressways. Of course, ours also, it's a multimodal corridor. So not only do we have, obviously, an expressway, we also have a 14-mile multi-use path for bikes, pedestrians, jogging. We're looking, we've received some comments if we can include horses, allow horses. And then we have express technology lanes that will carry express bus service operated by us that will then connect to the one that we're going to be opening next year. So it does connect to the SMART plan, what they're looking in Kendall Drive, but there's really nothing north-south. So this extends the SMART plan from 836, which we have made a commitment to Miami-Dade County that we will operate this bus express service and then connect it to the eventual future Kendall corridor.
We're talking with Derek Garcia from the Miami-Dade Express Authority. We're talking about the 836 extension proposal. Again, this proposal to stretch from the 836's most westbound point, south or along Kendall. And again, this is hugging the urban development boundary, which some folks have said this is an issue because this will probably lead to more growth past that boundary. Ms. Garcia, you hear that argument. You've heard that argument.
Yes.
The opposing view is that this is just going to lead to more development past that boundary.
Sure. So what is interesting is that, you know, this growth was allowed to happen in the 70s and 80s. And it was allowed to develop with no infrastructure to support it. What is happening now, and if you look back, is the county has not moved that boundary line in about 20 years. I think the last time it was moved for a residential project in this area of the county was for a project that exists in Kendall and 167th, around there. Even though I think, and, you know, we remember, we don't do land use. We're not in control of that. But they have put in certain requirements that will not allow that to occur. One of them is the one that I just mentioned, the one with that it cannot be counted with any new capacity, cannot be used to justify development. Number two, this is not moving the urban boundary line. And number three, they are requiring us to do all mitigation, any required mitigation on site. So we will have to purchase about 1,000 acres that we will put into public trust with, to the state or to the county, and we will be preparing those lands for conservation. That puts a lot of that land out of any type of development potential. So those are some of the safeguards that the county has included into this application.
Let's talk about cost, the cost for this project and how it'll be paid for.
Sure. All our projects, MDX does not receive any money from the state, from the federal, from gas tax, from the penny sales tax, from property tax. We only use tolls collected on the expressway. In this particular, how we finance and how we will finance the Kendall Parkway will be, we do traffic and revenue studies, and then based on that, we go to the bond market, we sell bonds, and just like a mortgage, we pay it back from the tolls or the user fees of the people that will use the Kendall Parkway. So it does not compete with funds from the SMART plan. It does not compete with anything else. These are funds that are created by the actual facility. It's not like MDX is sitting on a pot of money that is putting there. If there's no project, there's no money because there are no revenues. And that is why not only are we doing this facility to address the high demand that exists there, but we're also creating a new opportunity for bus express service.
And
the project also, by the way, includes an envelope for any future rapid transit or rail transit or whatever that the county may want to develop in the future.
Real briefly, again, Wednesday, what is the vote? What is the discussion?
The discussion is this is a application to incorporate the Kendall Parkway as a new multi-use corridor within the Comprehensive Development Master Plan. And it is in order to transmit that application that has been filed by Miami-Dade County to the state. Then it would come back sometime in September, October for a final vote. That's the process that is occurring on Wednesday.
Do you see any reason why any of the commissioners may decide not to do that? Could they vote against it?
Sure, they can vote to transmit. They can transmit with a recommendation, without a recommendation, and they can choose not to.
Terry Garcia, again, with the Miami-Dade Express Authority. Again, this conversation is on Wednesday for the Miami-Dade County Commission, and we're going to be following that story. Ms. Garcia, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Louis, if I can just add one little thing. One of the things that we've done is we've worked very close with all environmental permitting agencies because we need to be permitted in order to be able to build this. So every safeguard that environmental permitting agencies required, we would have to meet.
Thank you for bringing that up. Thank you so much, Ms. Garcia, for the time.
Thank you so much to you.
And you can find us on Facebook, WLRN Sundown. We'd like to hear your thoughts on this proposed idea, this extension of the 836 west of Kendall. Again, as she said, hugging that line, that urban development boundary. Find us again on Facebook, WLRN Sundown. Tell us your thoughts. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with a representative from the Sierra Club South Florida to discuss their concerns that the highway will encroach upon the Everglades and that boundary. Well, still to come, some Puerto Ricans impacted by Hurricane Maria are about to lose their FEMA housing. What's their option? That's coming up next on Sundial here on WLRN. Welcome to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for joining us. Well, tomorrow, Miami-Dade County Commissioners will discuss the future of the 836 extension proposal. It's a hotly debated issue, as traffic issues tend to be in South Florida. It's going to add a 14-mile stretch of highway from the western portion of the 836 south along the urban boundary development line west of Kendall. Now, some of the residents say they want this because it will help alleviate traffic congestion. But some environmental groups argue this could lead to development past that boundary and create problems for the Everglades. We're joined now by Diana Umpiere, who is focused on Everglades restoration with the Sierra Club of South Florida. They're one of the groups that are opposed to this project. Diana, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me here.
So what are the primary reasons why groups like the Sierra Club and others are against this proposal?
Okay. Well, one of the reasons is that where this project is being planned is literally going to be very close to the Everglades that we have been working for decades to protect. And in fact, there are restoration projects in the vicinity. The proposed alignment would go right through what is called the Bird Drive Basin, which is an important recharge area for our aquifer, as well as really provides a really important buffer between, what people think of the Everglades, which is really more than just Everglades National Park. But it really provides an important buffer between that area and the urban development
and
on the east.
I wanted the opportunity, too, to clear up, because I know yesterday as I was talking, we talked to the folks from the Miami-Dade Expressway Authority. They've been pushing for this project. And I do want to clarify that, I think I may have misspoken yesterday when I said, well, it's going into the Everglades. It's not. There's the boundary, and then there's space, and then the Everglades. So I want to make sure I was clear. So, I guess my pushback to you is, it's not in the Everglades, though. They said it's hugging that boundary.
Right.
So
it's a political boundary, right? The way to think about it is when we as advocates of Everglades restoration, when we think of the Everglades, we don't think about it within the context of, just a political boundary. These are federal lands that are designated as the Everglades National Park and that are managed by the National Park Service. But we think of the broader sense of the ecosystem. And that means that there's a transition area between these areas that are highly protected, under federal programs and, federal agencies, but also where the development is occurring. And so that buffer is really important for a number of reasons. And one of the ways to protect it is to really try to keep, sprawl out of there. And usually these areas is where you have the most pristine waters, where you have the most connected corridors for wildlife. Which is really important for endangered wildlife to have connected habitats.
My understanding is, though, as they put this proposal together, that they are going to set up a protection to make sure that it stops there. One of the concerns is, well, this will just eventually lead to more sprawl and development. But they on the program yesterday, they said, wait a minute, no, we're going to have these protections. The line is still there. The border is still there. We're not going to allow anything beyond that.
Right. So the way I look at this is it's kind of like giving candy. It's you're really putting in place. If the road does go ahead and gets built, along with the interchanges and parking areas and all the other facilities associated with it, you're really whether you like it or not, you're inviting potential sprawl. And we do know that there are landowners in that area that have considered some development projects in there. So while it's true that they might be putting certain policies in place, as part of, this proposal that they have right now, they can all go away. And we've seen that happen many times.
And you talked about the one of the things that you brought up was the new American Dream Miami project, the big mega mall, mm-hmm. as an example. You think that's an example of something to worry about, that this is what we're just going to end up seeing if they build this road?
Yeah, absolutely. That project, for example, is one where it's being built in an area that used to be outside of the urban development boundary. It was moved. I forgot the year that it was moved. But when it was moved, there were actually some issues. It was considered kind of inconsistent with the comprehensive plan. And as part of negotiations that they did back with DCA back then, they put certain covenants in place on the land to limit the kind of density, the kind of development that occurs in there. Well, just a few weeks ago, the commission took away those protections so that instead of protecting the area and keeping it low density, now they're planning to build supposedly the largest mega mall in the United States in an area that is low-lying lands.
You know what? I wanted to know, commissioners or the mayor, Mayor Carlos Jimenez, who have pushed for this, he's pushed for this a lot. Have you spoken to him? Have you spoken to them? Have you made your case? And I wonder if he's responded.
Right. Well, in public meetings. I mean, within the context of the public meetings, you know, that I have attended, and certainly in writing. And I certainly know that there's some, you know, a lot of our ally advocates that feel concerned and have spoken with them. And again, I think part of the issue is realizing that we need to think of development differently in this century than we have had in the past. We simply cannot have the same patterns of growth as we have had in the past. You know, we have issues with sea level rise that is not a future event. It's things that we're struggling with right now. We have climate patterns that are changing, weather events that are going to change, are going to either become more frequent, more intense, and so forth. And so, and you have the fact that you can grow, you know, I often say you can grow to infinity, right? You can, you know, there's a moment in place where cars are no longer really the best mode of transportation, and certainly shouldn't be the, you know.
But this, it's tricky to convince lawmakers about things that, yes, they're happening, but a lot of this is happening down the road. And they're looking at, well, right, the city is growing, the community is growing. And mm-hmm. so we have to deal with this growth. And so, you know, this is just part of that process. What you're saying, well, that they shouldn't be thinking it this way.
Right. So I'll frame it this way. I've been living in South Florida since about 2000. And I happen to live right at the border with Miami-Dade County in the southwest portion of Broward County. In an area that has experienced sprawl just as much as Kendall and in some other areas in southwest Miami-Dade have. And since I moved in 2000, I have seen just most of the major roadways go through construction, you know, and you know, time and time and again, expand a lane, you know, make all kinds of things to try to accommodate, to try to deal with the traffic issues. And I have not seen any improvements in traffic. If anything, I've seen it just progressively get worse. So, you know, what I would say is I get it. I certainly understand what especially people in the Kendall area are going through, because it's not just them going through it. The entire county is going through a lot of car congestion issues. All of South Florida, you know, is experiencing this issue. But I think of it as, you know, I need to think of the long-term view. You know, what are going to be the things that we need to invest our millions of dollars in that is going to put the infrastructure in place so that we can, in fact, grow, you know, more healthy, that we can protect the few wetlands and agricultural lands and open green spaces that we have left so that our children, our grandchildren have a really good place to live in South Florida.
We're talking with Deanna Ompieri, who is with the Sierra Club of South Florida. This is one of the groups that is opposed to this 836 extension. Again, that is a proposal that is being brought up tomorrow at the Miami-Dade County Commission meeting. This is a controversial project, a 14-mile stretch of road extending from the 836 western point, then south along that urban development boundary, which hugs, it's not on the Everglades, but it does hug some wetlands and some other areas before you get to the Everglades. A lot of folks say they want it because their traffic is just heinous out here. But as we're hearing from the opposition, at what point do we say stop? Deanna, the other thing I wanted to ask you is something you brought up was interesting to me before the show is, and I've seen it, just a point of reference here, I live in Kendall. So sure. I understand this trek. I have no position on this whatsoever, but I understand this trek. Interestingly, in the mail, I get a lot of these mailers talking about, you know, the conversation on this extension. You feel that MDX hasn't done its job in properly vetting the community's input? How so?
Right. So I, you know, besides working for Sierra Club right now, I used to work as a planner. You know, I'm a certified planner with the American Planning Association. And one of the things that we have learned that has been engraved in us is the idea that when we do our planning, we need to look at have special concern for long-term consequences of decisions, that we need to you know, make sure that public meetings allow for, you know, both sides and for planners to also include other things. When I look at the Millers and all the things that MDX has been sending to the community, it's just interesting because they literally sell it as if they themselves were a for-profit developer type, you know, or group. And all of the mailers say, please come and support this thing. This thing can be done. This is it doesn't mention anything about what are some of the negative things that they should take into account, you know, to consider whether they should support this or not. And that's, you know, and to me that's not honest public. You know, when I think of what planning is, what planning is intended to be, it needs to look at not at entire community and look at also long-term consequences of the decisions that we make.
But haven't they had public input opportunities? Don't they give people the chance to speak up at these meetings?
I would definitely say, yeah, at some of the public workshops, they have done that. But when you think about the way that they have advertised the project, they are actually sending mailers to the community, asking them to support. Some of the mailers, in fact, some of the ones that I have right in front of me, they said, okay, you know, they have a card that they can submit. And the card says, yes, I'm going to attend the meeting. No, I cannot attend the meeting, but I support the project. Nowhere in the cards does it say, I cannot attend the meeting, but I do not support this project, right? So it doesn't, they're basically trying to make sure that the people that show up at these public meetings are those that are in support of the project. So to me, I don't think that's honest planning.
Who's attending the meeting tomorrow? What are you expecting?
Well, I am expecting a bit of the same strategy on their end that they would have been doing. You know, I don't live in the area, so you probably got in the most recent mailers. But my guess is that they will try to push to have as many people from the area, from Kendall, to show up in support. I do know that there will be members from Sierra Club as well as some other environmental transit advocates, concerned citizens that are going to show up, and hopefully the commission will weigh those things fairly.
But how do you feel about where the commission is right now? Do you think that they are going to lean one way or the other right now?
To be honest, I don't know. I like to think that they will do the right thing tomorrow. I do have some fear that they may not, and just because of what I saw when they made the decision on the American Dream Miami, which, you know, it will be a project that's only 5 miles from my house. And I was really, really very strongly opposed to it.
Say they do. Say the commission goes along and says, this is a great idea. We want the 836 extension, just like with the American Dream Mall. What then?
Right.
What do you do then?
So the difference in this case is that we still have the opportunity. This will go for the state review, which will mean that there will be several agencies that will be providing input. And we can also send input to the state agencies that are doing the review. So there's definitely a time frame between now and when it comes back again to the commission for what is referred to as the final vote, meaning when they adopt the changes to the comprehensive plan. So we'll keep on, you know, trying our best to convince the commissioners to, again, look at the long-term view and give us solutions that are really 21st century
and
solutions.
That meeting is scheduled. It starts in the morning tomorrow. Again, the Miami-Dade County Commission discussing this hotly debated topic, the 836 extension. Does it alleviate traffic? Will it not? Will it cause problems for the environment? A lot of people are taking sides on this. Deanna Ompietti, again, is with the Sierra Club of South Florida. Thank you so much, Deanna. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.